In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserved thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. With a joyful voice declare the good news. Let it be made known. Alleluia. Proclaim it unto the ends of the earth. The Lord has delivered his people. Alleluia, alleluia. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned me away, nor his mercy from me.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who through thy Son didst promise us that whatsoever we ask in his name thou wilt give us, we beseech thee keep us in thy word, and grant us thy Holy Spirit, that he may govern us according to thy will. Protect us from the power of the devil, from false doctrine and worship. Also defend our lives against all danger. Grant us thy blessing and peace, that we may in all things perceive thy merciful help, and both now and forever praise and glorify thee as our gracious Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. Our Old Testament lesson is found in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, verses 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and does not return there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Here ends the Old Testament lesson.
Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, who has redeemed us with his blood, is risen and has appeared to us. Alleluia.
The epistle lesson for this day is found in the first chapter of James, verses 22 through 27. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Here ends the epistle.
Alleluia, alleluia. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Alleluia.
Gospel is found in the 16th chapter of John, the 23rd through the 30th verse.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Here ends the gospel.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Christian faith with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We sing hymn 458. Grace be unto you and peace in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is found in the 16th chapter of John, the 23rd through the 33rd verse. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and believe that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Here ends our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, a great temptation of the Christian life is to believe that God will not give us everything that we need, that in some fashion we will come up short, and we will have to make up the difference on our own. We fear that our bodily needs will not be met, that we will not have enough money to buy food or clothing, that war or natural disaster will take away our property and livelihood, our health will fail, our children will rebel. And we think the same of our spiritual needs. Our faith will not be sufficient to save us. The temptations of the devil and our flesh will be too great. The Bible may prove to be false and collapse under the weight of modern science or contradictory evidence from history. The gospel by itself will not be enough to save us or our neighbor. Or some sin may be too great for God to forgive. We may fall away because of persecution. These are tribulations, these temptations, that are common to every Christian in one degree or another. And these and many similar thoughts rob us of peace of mind and steal our joy, particularly when we try to fix them. Jesus knows this. In fact, he dealt with these same temptations himself. And whereas we chase our tails trying to erase the consequences of sin in our lives, Jesus overcame every temptation and tribulation by the word of God and by the victory of the cross. He did not do this to give you an example of how to live or show you how that you too can be an overcomer. He has overcome for you. Even so, he tells you, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world, and what then is there to fear? We are surely like little children who forget that our Father is nearby, watching us every moment of our life. Instead, we wonder if we are orphans and do not have a Father who cares for us and provides for our needs. How dreadful it would be if our own children were like that with us. If they were constantly afraid that we would not feed them, or comfort them when they're sick or hurt, or protect them from dangerous people. If, when they needed a drink of water or food, they would not come to us and ask for it. If, when they are afraid, they would not seek us for comfort, but would instead hide in a corner despairing. It's the most natural thing in the world for a little child to ask food from their parents, and just as natural for parents to give them. On one occasion, Jesus remarked, What man is there among you if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a serpent. Even sinful men, being evil, still give good and necessary things to their children. And they want their children to ask them for these things. How then can we act like orphans when we have a Father in heaven and an eternal family? Our firstborn brother is Jesus, who with the Father loves us and cares for us. We have become children of God in Jesus' name. And now in Jesus' name we can ask our Father, just like our children ask good things here from us. We should even be more ready to ask him than our natural parents, because he gives us absolutely everything, not only when we are young, but also when we are old. This is true of all men, because even the evil receive their daily bread from the Father. They do not acknowledge the gifts of God, much less ask for them, because they do not know that he is a gracious God. They do not know him as the God who sent his Son Christ to bear the temptations of our flesh, to overcome sin in his own body, to bear all man's sin, to sacrifice his blood upon the altar of the cross and atone for the sins of all people. They do not ask good things from God because they are afraid of him. Apart from his Son, Jesus Christ, the only thing that they can know about God is that he hates them because of their evil and threatens them with the punishments of hell. How could anyone in that condition ask God for anything and have any confidence he would be heard? But you do not have to be afraid. You who are indeed evil in your works and nature are no longer under God's wrath. Jesus has put his name on you in baptism. You live in Jesus' name. And because you have his name, you can now ask for good things from the Father in Jesus' name, and he will give them to you. He will give you good things because you are his child and he loves you. Therefore, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. God wants you to ask for all that could increase your joy. Joy in life as you eat your daily bread. Joy in the face of trouble. Joy even when death comes, because it is joy that has no end and endures forever. We do not have a God who wants us to be somber and dreary, but full of joy and gladness. Sometimes Christians become disappointed when they pray. They think that the words of Jesus mean that they can ask for absolutely anything they want, and if only their faith is strong enough, they will receive it. So if you don't have the best food, expensive homes, fast cars, model children, and a movie star for a spouse, you must not have prayed hard enough or had a strong enough faith. And then when you are given your heart's desire, when you are not given your heart's desire, instead of joy, you have sadness or even despair, because you believe that God has not heard your prayer, has not answered you. Maybe he doesn't really love you after all. But Jesus did not promise that you can ask for absolutely anything and be sure to receive it. He says, whatsoever you ask the Father in his name, he will give it you. And his name does not mean throwing a few extra words into your prayer to make sure that the name of Jesus is in there somewhere, because God doesn't respond to magical incantations as if we can pull his strings and make him do what we want if we just use the right words. We can see that it is not just words that Jesus means by in his name. When we hear what happened in Acts chapter 19, where certain Jewish exorcists noticed how easily Paul cast out demons in Jesus' name, and so they tried to do the same thing even though they did not believe in Jesus. And so they said, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And the demon responded, I know Jesus and Paul, but who are you? The demon-possessed man then drove those pretenders away, because in Jesus' name does not mean saying the right words, but calling upon the name of Jesus in faith, trusting in his mercy, in his forgiveness, in his power to cast out the devil and preserve you from evil. To pray in Jesus' name means to pray for good things that are connected to his name, and therefore they are according to his will and promise. Can you curse your neighbor in Jesus' name? Can you demand that God give you riches that will end badly and destroy your faith in Jesus' name? Of course not. And furthermore, Jesus invites you to ask in his name that your joy may be full. That means he does not want to destroy your faith by giving you everything you desire, but he wants you to ask for bigger and better things than you have desired until now. Things that are greater than all the riches of this life. For to ask for good things that are in Jesus' name is to ask for the riches of heaven itself, God's crown jewels, his finest gifts. This is such a wonderful promise. Far from God being a spoil sport and just arbitrarily telling you no whenever he feels like it, he promises to say yes to everything that truly gives you joy. Not joy as men have it, but the real, lasting, eternal joy. In other words, you never have to be afraid to ask God for anything as long as you ask in faith. He will not give you something that you cannot handle or that can harm you. You may not understand the manner in which he answers your prayer, but this much is certain, that he always does it in a way that increases your joy and love and hope in him. And so Christian prayer is always risk-free. You cannot go wrong asking for anything in faith. You can only go wrong if you ask for evil, if you curse with God's name, or if you do not believe that he will hear you. But that, of course, is not asking in Jesus' name, for it is not asking in faith. To ask in his name means you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Redeemer of all men, and that God loves you and his Son, and he hears your prayers and he wants to help you. The false gods of men do not give the children of this world any such hope. I mean, just look at the kind of prayers that you hear unbelievers pray who do not know the grace of God in Jesus. See how they pray to a God that they think might be real, and they're not sure that he is listening or that he will help them. There is no confidence in such prayers because they have no assurance that God loves them. Only Jesus can give us that assurance. Only in Jesus do we have the promise that the Father will hear us. James tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. We do not have to wonder if perhaps we have a merciful Father. He has shown us his mercy by already giving us the greatest treasure in his Son Christ, who he sent to be our Savior. Even while we were still his enemies, he sent Jesus to bear our sins and to die our death, and to give us righteousness and life in exchange. Our Father has already done this. He has proven his love for us because Jesus came forth from him into the world. And having done everything that was necessary for our salvation, he went back to the Father. And he is still there. He is always our advocate and defender. He is always showing that our sins are forgiven, and he is always attending to our prayers. Though the disciples did not understand all that Jesus must yet do, and though they overestimated their own strength in the coming days, their response is wonderful. See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. And with such words they acknowledged Jesus as the giver of every good gift. How much more would they believe after they had seen his words fulfilled with their own eyes, as the Lord of life brought salvation unto the world? Jesus has openly revealed these things to us today. God's revelation of salvation is complete in His Son. How much more then can we, who have not had to only hear of God's work in figurative language, but have seen it plainly with our own eyes, go to our Father in boldness and confidence, asking for His help in all things? Therefore, heed the invitation of Jesus and ask the Father in His name, knowing that the Father Himself loves you, that your joy may be full. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord God, whose thoughts and ways are as far removed from ours as the heavens from the earth, who in thy mercy dost receive with pardon thy penitent children, we praise and glorify thee for thy great goodness. We give thee our heartfelt thanks for the precious gifts of thy Son Jesus, whom thou didst send that we might have abundant life, and who, to accomplish his task, innocently and humbly suffered the afflictions of this life, took our sins and infirmities in his own body, and bore them unto death upon the cross. We sing forth and honor thy name, O Lord God, for this great salvation. And now, trusting in the promise of thy Son, that whatsoever we shall ask of thee in his name thou wilt grant, we beseech thee to grant us hearts that gladly hear the word of thy Son and willingly obey thy doctrine, obey his doctrine. Send forth thy word into all the world that it may accomplish that which thou hast sent it to do, bringing salvation where it is believed and condemnation where it is rejected. Bless thy church, and let it be a loving union of the faithful, a holy communion in sacred things, a people of faith and prayer, exercising a true religion in the performance of every merciful work. As thou dost govern the nations of this earth, look in mercy upon them and turn them into the ways of justice, righteousness, and peace. Especially do we beseech thy gracious favor upon our land. Bestow upon our presidents, legislators, and all our magistrates minds and hearts to perform their duties with diligence, equity, and honor. Defend us from all enemies within and without. Overthrow all workers of unrighteousness and grant us a love of holiness and purity. Bless our loved ones. Especially do we remember before thee the sick and all who mourn. Let them seek thee and receive thy gracious help. and be mercifully delivered from all their distresses. Now, O Lord, keep us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in thy work, for as much as we know that in thee our labor is not in vain. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We sing hymn number 456.
Unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sin of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy. Holy.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Didst send thine only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
We sing hymn number 459.
Yeah.
bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.